What does a salad mostly consist of?
Lettuce.
Yeah. If I wanted you to go to the store to get some lettuce, I might ask you to go get two.
Heads of lettuce.
Okay. Talking about heads, have you ever heard a man or somebody's parents say that they had so many heads of children?
No.
Have you ever heard that word heads used to describe a number of anything besides, say, lettuce?
Heads of cattle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about if a man had, seven boys and seven girls in his family? Talking about the number, you say he's got a whole
bunch of children.
Okay. You ever heard the word passel used that way?
Passel.
Passel of children?
No.
Talking about corn, the outside covering on an ear of corn, you call that the
shucks.
What?
Shucks.
Okay. And what would you call corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob?
Tender up, eat off the cob.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of.
Okay, you ever heard of sweet corn or roasting ears?
You mean without cooking?
Oh, no, I meant cooking it. I'm sorry. No, not raw.
No.
No name for that?
No.
On a stalk of corn, right at the top, this stuff that grows right out the top of the corn stalk, what would you call that?
Silks.
Okay. Now, is that what's on the ear that you have to brush off when you're cleaning the corn?
Yes.
Okay. Now, on the top of the corn stalk itself, not on the ear, there's usually some stuff that grows right out the top. I think it has something to do with pollination. You have any idea what that's called?
No.
Okay. How would you say T-A-S-S-E-L?
Tassel.
Okay. And something else that's big and orange and you make jack-o'-lanterns out of?
Pumpkin.
And another kind of vegetable that's yellow, usually has a crooked neck.
Squash.
Yeah. What about different kinds of melons that grow around here?
Watermelons, cantaloupes.
You ever heard of mushmelons or muskmelons?
No.
Okay. Something that usually grows up wild in your yard, about this size, looks like a little umbrella that's open.
Mushroom.
Yeah. Is there a kind that's not good for you?
I don't know the name, but they're poisonous mushrooms.
Have you ever heard people call mushrooms by any other name?
Umbrellas.
Umbrellas. What about toadstools or frog stools?
No.
Okay. This expression, if a man has a real sore throat, he might say, well, I'd like to eat that piece of steak, but I just can't
swallow it.
And this expression, if you're at a party and there are a lot of people standing around the piano, you'd say that they were doing what? While the man was playing, they were
listening.
Or
singing?
Yeah, okay. And somebody told a real funny joke, they were doing what?
Laughing.
This expression, if somebody offers to do you a favor, you might say, well, I appreciate it, but I just don't want to be to you.
A bother.
Okay. Have you ever heard people say something like they don't want to be beholden to you, don't want to be obligated to you?
No, don't want to be a burden to you.
Uh-huh. If somebody asks you to do something and you are able to do it, you say, sure, I do that for you.
Sure, I'll do it.
Or I will do it. Or in other words, I talk about you being able to do it, I do it. Begins with the letter C, I
can do it.
Yeah. Or if you're not able to do it, you say, I'm sorry, but I
can't do it.
Okay. What about if there was a bad wreck up the road? You might say, well, there's no need to call the doctor because the victim was, by the time we got there,
already dead.